Cheese dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
I mean, you got a look to you, but I don't know if it's ready to rock.
What's the look? The look is Homeless Drifter.
It's a good look for you.
Carved up with a, like an axe.
No, it's just like meth.
What's a hand axe? A hatchet?
You got to get some funky teeth, and then you just be just a meth addict.
Take a look.
No, so you got nice teeth. Did you ever have braces?
Never.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
Man. Invisalign?
Never. You know, I think I told this story when in seventh grade when I wrote a paper in first person about a guy who was trying to kill himself. And the counselor and the English teacher. Did I ever tell you something?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm positive. I told
right.
you before.
Everyone, welcome to the podcast. We're about to listen to a doozy.
I know I told this before on this podcast.
I've never heard this story before.
So,
unlike you, I remember things that happened on the podcast, like when we talked about me going to Disney in a couple weeks.
When I walked in the door and your wife was reading the Disney guide
book
that my wife gave her. And she said, and I said, why would you be reading that?
Yeah.
Are you going to Disney or something? And she said, yeah, I'm going in 3 weeks. I still to this day, I don't remember. I remember telling my Disney story because it was fucking awesome. I don't remember you guys saying you're going to Disney. When did you tell me this? I just saw you over the weekend. You never mentioned.
Dude, that's because we booked Disney fucking 2 months ago.
Yeah, but we had a party where you came with the kids. You didn't
I
mention
did not
it.
Come at that party. Okay, I came when I got home.
Blue light says otherwise, sir. there goes my American Me doll.
Yeah. No, we talked about this. I think it was even in the title of the little blurb we put for the episode.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I went to Disney. It's not... Dennis talks about he can't wait to go to Disney.
You disappoint me.
I'm a pile of DNA right now.
Anyways, let's talk about you. You cry for help in middle school.
So, I had watched the night before. I was late on turning in a paper. It was supposed to be due. Let's just call it a Thursday. So, Wednesday night, I saw some, like, CBS movie of the week about this girl who was living in a haunted house and was going to kill herself, but then the house was haunted, and I don't know if she got befriended by these ghosts. I forget what it was, but she was writing a letter.
It was Casper? Was that the one?
Was it? There was a
Devin
no,
Sawa.
No. There was a group of kids. One of them was a dog, and the dog talked. Shaggy, was this? I forget. They had a van.
One of them was a Volkswagen Beetle, and it talked.
They had a mystery van. They were a group of kids. It was They always ran into a prospector who was a ghost. So I was like, oh, I'll just write about that. So I wrote this big, long story in first person about, like, you know, killing myself. I'm in a haunted house. So to me, when I turned in the paper, I was like, hey, this is pretty creative. Even though I stole the idea.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, this is pretty creative paper. I turned it in Friday. I get called down to the office, and I have no idea why I'm there. Like, the English teacher was, hey, Bill, you know, whoever that is, can you turn to Will and ask him to go down to the, to the office? So I go down, and the principal is there, and he's like, oh, you know, you're supposed to actually see the counselor. I go into the counselor's room, and she sits down, and she starts, like, how are you feeling? How is everything going? And I don't even know who this person is. I've never seen her before.
Yeah.
I start, I'm fine. It's going well. And she's like, well, how do you feel about yourself? Do you feel, you know... Do you feel okay? Are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. I'm okay. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that you should be happy about. I mean, you've got a nice nose. You have straight teeth.
What?
And I was sitting there and I was like,
she coming on to me?
The fucking only things she could say about me, I have a nice, like, I left there wanting to kill myself.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Of all the things, I have a nice nose. It's like, wow.
That's a good thing to have.
Well, yeah.
You take it for granted.
I mean, I did hate myself at that point in time because I was all overweight and everything. But
I like how you were overweight for 3 years and I've been overweight.
I was not overweight. I was overweight my entire life.
Oh, my God. Stop saying
that. Up until the point where I decided to do something about it.
What do you do now about it?
Heroin. Mixed with a little fentanyl.
Perfect. Man.
Stuff is good.
You get the family recipe here.
Exactly. I source it around. Yeah. Oh yeah. Crush it up.
So we should premise this by saying this is episode 34, part or redo.
34B? Right?
Yeah. Redux.
34A was a lot like the story that I said that got me sent down to the counselor's office. It was fucking depressing.
It was a cry for help.
It was barrel nibbling depressing.
Oh my God. It was like, I listened to it. We both listened to it.
Did you listen to it again?
No, because I remember when we listened back to it, we didn't make it to the end. We're like, ugh, well, no. Let's just say that we phoned this one in and call it done.
The best, I'm sure you had the same feeling. When I was looking at your face, I was like, we should never do this again.
You know?
We've made a terrible mistake. A lot of people think that.
Yeah, I know. But those people,
who cares what your parents think?
Exactly.
Hey, how was your week?
My week was good. Yeah. You know, it's a weird week because midweek we had off for New Year's. At your place for New Year's Eve.
Great party.
It was a good time.
Rocked it.
Yeah. Missed our favorite listener. He couldn't make it.
Our favorite list did not come. Yeah. Hopefully he'll come listening to this.
Ooh.
When we mention his name.
Yeah.
Spelooge. Yeah, it was a bummer he couldn't make it.
Yeah. It happens. You know, he's got a newborn.
Shit happens.
Yeah. That's what they call the kid.
Yeah.
Shit. He happened.
Shit.
No, so, you know, newborns are tough.
You know what we forgot to do? Light off some fireworks.
I fucking hate fireworks.
Said the grumpy old guy next door. What's wrong with you?
No, I hate
them. Hate fireworks.
I hate them. Yeah. After one time, I was lighting off little fireworks.
Yeah.
And
you blew a toe off.
No, one of the fuses, like, it didn't go.
Yeah.
So I went down, I picked it up, and I blew on it, and it fucking went off in my hand. And I thought I lost my fingers. Luckily, I didn't.
Yeah.
I get two fireworks stories. That one's the first one. It hurt like a son of a bitch. It was just like one of those little fireworks.
Where was this?
It was at Spy Pond.
Fucking Spy Pond.
Spy Pond. The next thing was I got a bottle rocket, and I brought it inside the house.
Yeah.
And I went into the bathroom, and I lit it. And then I was like, I don't know why I lit it. But right away, I put it like in underneath
the
water.
Wait a minute, you're in your bathroom?
In the bathroom, yeah. I put it underneath the water, and it's like, and then it didn't catch the wick off. It fucking like pop. And I'm like, oh shit. And so I'm looking around, nothing. I couldn't find, I found the stuff, the burnt up stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I took it and I threw it away. And then my stepfather comes and gets me, Busta. He's like, hey, come here for a minute. And I'm like, all right. And he brings me to the bathroom. I'm like, oh fuck. And he opens the shower curtain, and it's just the biggest burn mark that you fucking ever seen. He goes, did you do this? And I'm like, I came clean. I'm pretty honest, so I came clean. I'm like, yeah, I lit a firework, and he beat the shit out of me. Yeah, I get deservedly so, but.
I don't know. Probably a couple of poundings, but I imagine that thing went on a little too long.
Yep, probably, yeah. I was like, why are you crying? I'm supposed to be crying. He's like, shut up.
My arms are tired. Your uncle and your other cousins used to live across the street from us.
Yeah, okay.
And
you talking about the redheads?
I'm talking about the redheads.
Okay.
So he, at one point, they used to fire off all kinds of fireworks. My old man would get like a fucking case full of them.
An arsenal?
Arsenal. And we'd fire them off across the street at the other place because, you know, you don't want to get caught with them at our place.
Yeah.
Fucking let those idiots do it. And there was another family, like two houses down, they used to light up fireworks. So eventually it would turn into like my uncle on the eve of the house, like firing bought like Roman candles at the other house. And they would just, I mean, they started shooting fireworks at each other. It was fucking
firework
great.
Fight. Yeah. He was pointing to his nipples. Like
nipple twisties.
Yeah.
There was a guy from the Giants who put all those like Roman candles around his hand and blew off half of his fucking hand.
Yeah. John Atwater.
Nope.
Pablo Francisco.
Johnny Appleseed.
Enrico
Palazzo. No. What the hell was his name? Now I forget it because you were fucking around. But
yeah,
anyway.
It's my fault.
So like 2 years ago, there was this family in a cul-de-sac across the street, and they were letting this like 13-year-old kid hold Roman candles and fire them off in their hands. And I was like, fuck is this? Did you guys ever watch a
OC Umanura?
Fuck you. You're a Simanura.
Achoo. Sorry. Billy David. I meant that. Yeah. They fucking let this kid bottle Roman candles in his hand, firing them off.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do with those?
No.
Oh, you're supposed to just bury them in the ground? I don't know.
M80s.
Again, I don't touch those things. Hey, I hate them.
Take a look at my mustache. What if I do this? Does it look like it gets parted?
No.
No, hang on. Come on. Wait. I'm really going to do it. You know, like parted mustaches?
The departed. Here the departed mustache.
Take a look. It's parted.
No, it's
not. Yeah, it is. Get real close.
No. It's not.
Seriously, take a look.
Dude.
It's parted.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I can feel it.
I'm trying
to do one of those things where you like part your hair down the middle. I'm trying to part my mustache down the middle.
Do you know what you should do? Stop doing that because it's stupid.
No, here it is.
And plus, it's not working.
I got it.
Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Do you have a light on your phone? You probably just can't see it.
Oh, what's that in your throat? Remember that time I had throat aids? I was like... It was like one of the first couple episodes.
We should do a callback
to
that.
Oh, my God. I forgot all about that.
That's cleared up, yeah?
Yeah. It's totally clear.
Totally. How long was that around?
Man, I got it. I don't even remember what it was.
So for those
I know it was a papilloma.
For those who don't know, the old D-bag had warts on his throat.
Yeah, I had old wart throat. And when I got my wisdom teeth out, they lanced it. That's what it was. Yeah. I was trying to figure out why I even went to the doctor for it.
I can't believe you're like 98 years old and you have your wisdom teeth out. Who doesn't get their wisdom teeth out?
My birthday is this weekend. I'm turning 37. Whoa. And I was talking to one of the our concrete company, one of the guys who works there. His name is Cuco. I said, we're talking about this weekend. I was like, yeah, it's my birthday. I'm going out with the wife. He's like, oh, how old are you going to be? And I said, guess. He goes, 45? And I was like, fuck you, asshole.
He's buried in a foundation, that guy should be.
Yeah.
Cuco.
Like, I'm 36 right now.
Fuck you, Cuco. That's the last time I used dipshit concrete.
It's not true. That's the only concrete company we use.
Oh.
Yeah. Best prices in all of Texas.
Best prices in all of Texas, I guarantee it.
Worst quality. No, they're good. So the rest of the week was fine for me.
You
know, no one really worked this week, so I was trying
this week. So everyone was crazy working last week, not this week.
No one was crazy working last week. Only me.
I thought that's what you said. Oh, you were swinging a hammer.
You still don't. Oh yeah, we didn't. Post
I
that,
don't
so.
Listen to you.
So yeah, no, I had some frame inspections today, and then got the news that one of the guys in the other subdivision is leaving. And that means that my workload just got a lot heavier.
Big D. Now, are they going to hire anybody to backfill?
I don't think so. I doubt it. Probably because my subdivision is closing. So,
you're going to move over there anyway.
I'm going to close it out, and then they're just probably going to send me.
Did this guy listen to the podcast?
No.
See ya.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
What a dingus.
Yeah, I actually like the guy. And
Oh, is he a hardcore Christian?
Nope. Yeah, he brews his own beer. He has a... He went in partners with a guy in Colorado to brew beer, and then he has a brewery.
Oh, is that what he's leaving for? Yeah.
No, he's leaving for another building job, but, you know, he's a single dad.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, same age as me.
Building houses, and banging spouses?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, he's fucking, that's all he does.
Same age as you. Now, did you ask Cookie
how old he looks? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put
I don't know, they're 28.
I don't know. He's handsome.
He's good. I don't know why he's Ukrainian, but
because he is.
He's good looking.
He's more like he's from Sweden.
Does he have the boots?
We do a lot of concrete work.
All right.
That's fine though. How was your week?
My week was. It was tough getting back into it. Get thrown right back into the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody changed the fry grease or anything. The goddamn onion rings burned. Yeah.
Smelled like dead fish. Clean the grease traps.
You know, one of these days, I'm just going to leave the Golden Corral, and I'm never going to look back.
I don't blame you, you know? But, man, that chocolate fountain, you're going to miss that.
It's pretty good. I go by all the time and do the old swipe right in the mouth. Yep.
You use a guy's penis? Right in the mouth.
No, it's all about the labia.
Ooh.
It's all about the labia, baby. I should wash my hands after I use the bathroom, though.
Nah.
That's, right in the fountain. Yeah.
You look at the sign as you do it, and you just shake your head and walk out.
The chocolate fountain. That's what I call diarrhea when I'm not feeling good.
Chocolate fountain.
Yeah, it's just coming out of my beehole.
Speaking of chocolate fountains.
Yes.
This Is So Dumb is on Twitter and Instagram.
That's right.
At underscore so dumb podcast.
Nope.
You fucking got it wrong.
At so dumb underscore podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, you said at underscore so dumb podcast. Yeah,
my bad. Yeah. You can email us at dummies at thisissodumb.com.
You sure can.
And check us out on
the interweb.
The interwebs. You know, check out our website, thisissodumb.com.
That's right.
And
where can you now hear us?
You can now hear us on Stitcher.
Spotify.
That's what I
you
said.
You can always hear us. So for those of you who are listening who also have Spotify, you can now listen on Spotify. For those of you who have heard, you know, through the grapevine, your friends, your girlfriends, the guy you blew in the stall next at the TGI Fridays, they say, I'd listen, but I have an Android. Problem solved on Spotify.
Yeah.
Type in, This Is So Dumb. Scroll. Yep. You'll see it. This is so dumb.
Just look for our logo.
Fucking A. If you don't know what it looks like, go to the website, www.thisissodumb.com, and leave us a comment.
Yeah. You might get a shirt.
Exactly.
Probably not.
No, you probably will. It'll just take a little time. We got to get a new order. Yeah. We had a lot of super fans who got shirts this Christmas season. Kris Kringle, very generous with the shirts.
Kris Kringle, giant dingle. I did look at those websites that we got for the shirts, and I was like,
I had no idea what I was looking
Me
at.
Me neither.
So we went to our sponsor, 14finches, 14finches.com, for all your graphic design needs. Dope-ass logo for a dumbass podcast. He sent us a link because we wanted more t-shirts and said, here are the two links. Just pick out whatever shirts you want. I have no idea what I'm fucking looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
None.
You say, no, you do this. This is why we pay you.
This is why I traded you mannequins for t-shirts.
This is why.
I got to come up with a creative trading model.
Yeah. How about cash? I think he needs it.
He's doing well for himself. That old 14finches, 14finches.com.
Hey, you know, I don't doubt that one bit.
Still getting questions, even from back home. Why do you guys keep saying 14finches.com? There is no such thing.
Yeah, it does exist. Ladies and gentlemen, but it's a work in progress.
It does exist.
Yeah, to build a graphic design clothing website takes a long time.
That's right.
Like 7-8 years probably.
Well, the website takes about 7 minutes. That's how long it took us to get ours up.
That's true. Yeah. But you see the quality of ours.
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking dope. I mean, hell, we're streaming content off of this thing. I could post some stupid pictures of you on there.
You could.
I could.
Yeah.
So I could post some stupid pictures and some t-shirts on ours. You know what we should do?
Post stupid pictures.
Just post stupid pictures of his t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Well, that's a great idea.
Let's hear it.
Let's get some t-shirts of his and start putting them on like a whole bunch of like homeless guys under a bridge and just take random photos. Because he's a perfectionist, and I think this is why he doesn't want his t-shirts and his designs to be out there, because he's a perfectionist. Let's double down on that and throw it on some people who have some imperfections in their lives.
Well, you could just take a picture of me.
We could just take a picture of you.
I don't have a perfect nose and perfect teeth like some people.
We should take a picture of your dog wearing one of the shirts rolling in its own feces.
No, she does not roll in her own feces.
She will.
My dog is a princess.
She will if we trade her a mannequin.
Look at that dog. Just fucking chilling on the bed.
So anyway, if you're looking for a t-shirt, 14finches.com is where to go. If you're looking for one of our t-shirts, leave a comment, tweet, like, rate, do all that kind of stuff. Let us know that you did it. Get us, if you sign us up for 5 new listeners.
If you sign us up for 5 different credit cards under your name.
If you go to the Columbia House where
does that place still exist, you think?
I want a Green Day record.
I need Dookie in my life.
Bell Biv DeVoe. Columbia House CDs. I can't imagine they are. Let's go check.
Oh, look
it
at
out.
This. Quick check.
Interwebs. Look at.
While you're doing that, let's talk about it is a new year, so we came up with some our topic for jokes this week is New Year's resolutions.
You got that right.
So I came up with a few. You came up with a shit ton, I guess.
More than a few. I was going. The creative juices were flizzoing.
I can't wait to hear what you came up with. I came up with 4, zero of which are bad because they're all fucking awesome. All
right. If you say so. Fire it up, my man.
My first one is my favorite. So I'm going to start even though you have all these because you're still looking at Columbia House.
I'm trying to get, you know, yeah. What? Yeah, once again.
Columbia House of Pancakes.
I'm on record. Your internet sucks.
For you, for some reason.
Sucks.
I don't understand. I have like business internet in this fucking house.
It's yeah. What kind of business?
Mind your own.
What? Whoa. Oh. That's joke number one. Joke number two. Hey, can I get one of those Frosties over there?
Hell yeah, you can.
You know what? I'm going to try this sober, this podcast.
Yeah.
Columbia House.
So this is boring. So let's switch to jokes. Please.
Oh, they have DVDs now. Get your first two DVDs for only $9.95 each. How is this even in business?
It's not. I mean, they're just hanging on by a thread.
Would you ever buy a DVD?
No, you don't have to
There's
anymore.
There's no need.
Yeah, you don't have to anymore.
There's no need. We should go get in the business of undercutting these guys.
I remember when Netflix came out, and I was like, this is never going to work.
Yeah.
Who's going to get this shit sent to them? And they just had a bigger vision than I did.
This is why.
Yeah.
This is why this podcast is taking off.
Yeah. Because we have...
people are always like, this is so dumb. Who's going to listen to that shit? And boy, have we showed them.
Yeah. Suckers.
We did not invest in Netflix. We invested in This Is So Dumb.
Yeah.
This is a good investment.
I agree. It's an investment in... It's still an investment in entertainment.
It's people. An investment in your time, and yeah. It pays dividends.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Now, let's hear one of those resolutions.
All right. I actually stuck to my New Year's resolution this year. Oddly enough, my resolution was tape. That's my favorite one that I got.
Now I gotta clean this thing. So stupid.
This tape. I stuck to it.
No, I got it.
It's so funny.
It's refreshing because normally you're like sticking a 45 in my butthole.
Oh, that's coming.
I hear.
That's what he said.
My first one. This year, I'm vowing to be a much better partner to my wife. We're partnering up to make sure I definitely go through with the divorce this time.
That's just sad.
It's more of a statement.
It's more of a
proclamation.
Wish list.
It's more of a, she's forcing me to do it.
You want to do one more since you had so many?
Yeah, let me fire it up. It's too bad we have to have New Year's resolutions. It's high time people stop trying to better themselves and just started killing themselves.
I think that's just a good statement.
Yeah. I think I fucked that one up because I edited it on my phone and I'm not looking at my phone.
You should look at your phone.
I need to go back to my phone.
I can compare all my new relationships to a New Year's resolution. I start out with the best intentions, but after about a week, I'm bringing my drill down to the train station men's room.
What? I don't get it.
What? A truly glory holes.
I get it now.
This is a delayed reaction. I don't know. You confused me during the middle of that by moving my mic. It worked. Whatever you did. Yeah. I like it.
Well, yeah. You were talking up here. And guess what? Producer Dave. Thanks, Dave. Dickhead.
Nice dress, by the way.
Thank you. All right. Ever think that the New Year's resolution was just one big scam by Billy Blanks to sell more Tybo DVDs?
Yeah. Probably. Billy Blanks. Do one more because you have so many. You do two, I'll do one.
All right.
Billy Blanks.
That's good. This year, I resolved to eat better. Sorry, pussy juice. When it comes to protein content, semen's got you beat hands down. Look at me. I'm going keto.
Keto. I actually stuck to my New Year's resolution this year, which was to stop drinking. Turns out, you also save money when you do. Who knew drinking urine was so expensive?
Stupid. Drinking urine. Like, that's a thing.
Oh, it's not.
Listen, let's get serious for a second. Lots of drug addicts vow to quit drugs for good on New Year's Day. Which is why January 2nd is my big suck a cock for a rock sales event outside the Waltham Methadone Clinic. Every drop must go.
Suck a cock for a rock. I like that.
It's good.
Do another one. Suck a cock for a
I feel like maybe the reason I don't stay in relationships much longer than a few dates is that I'm subconsciously trying to protect myself from getting hurt. So this year, I'm really going to turn over a new leaf. Sayonara, condoms.
What? It makes no sense.
Yeah, it does.
What are you talking about?
Protect myself. Wearing condoms.
Oh. Hurt yourself. Don't wear condoms.
Yeah.
I guess. Chlamydia. I went a different route with my New Year's resolution this year. Instead of trying to lose weight or save money, I decided to confront my uncle for molesting me all those years. New year, new me.
It's not funny. That's why it's funny.
It's not funny because it's true.
Gah. I don't know why I did that. All right, ready?
What, you went, gah?
Yeah, this one's pretty good. You ready? I'm ready for this one. New Year's Eve is the night people say they regret their actions the most. Number two, wedding day. Three is any trip to the Olive Garden. Fuck, I screwed it up.
First of all, the Olive Garden's not that bad. Okay?
Dude, it's terrible.
What do you, dude?
Oh my God. I have gastrointestinal distress for like 3 days after that. And all I eat is the soup and the salad.
That's your problem.
And a ton of those rolls.
Yeah, that's what you need, though.
Those things are... Well, that's the best part.
Yeah, that's the only, that's what I mean. It's not that bad. You get to eat those.
That thing is the Taco Bell of restaurants.
I agree. Except for Taco Bell, it's also the Taco Bell of restaurants.
It's terrible. It's so terrible. Have you been to one lately?
Not lately. I'm going for my birthday dinner. Let's go.
You better run for the border. I'll take you out. I'll take you out to the Olive Garden and just watch you.
I thought you were just going to take me out.
Slowly kill yourself there. New Year's resolutions don't all have to be about physical well-being, but they can also be about taking steps towards a better emotional well-being. Take, for instance, my resolution. I resolved to stop letting the thought of my wife's college abortion weigh down our marriage. Because when I really sit and think about it, it's abortions 2 and 3 that bother the shit out of me the most. How many trips to the coat hanger factory does one lady need anyway?
3.
She needed 3.
Yeah, that's how many is the answer.
Come on.
That was not that good.
Fuck you. That was good.
No, it wasn't.
Abortions 2 and 3.
Listen, abortion is not a joke.
In that case, it is.
My wife, speaking of abortions.
Had an abortion?
No. We go to where her car dealer is to drop off her car. Yep. Drives right by the abortion clinic on South Congress.
Oh, really?
And there's always people picking it out there. And I want to, so bad, want to do a counter picket, like where I hold up a sign about the picketers.
Yeah.
Ugh, it'd be so fun. What we should come up with signs like, how about like, protesting abortions is gay or something like that. Where they're like, we're not gay. Don't say that about us. Jesus will be mad.
If God didn't like abortions, why would he make it such a pretty color on the dress? Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Those should have been our jokes. Next week, get ready. Yeah. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Anti-abortion?
Anti-abortion. Science.
Every time you stop an abortion, a little baby that lives in a box cries.
No. How about
a little baby dies in a dumpster? Oh, man.
Kevin Spacey molests another baby. Spacey.
Spacey. Spaceballs. I guess we didn't cover that.
No, we didn't. What happened with him?
I don't know. He's crazy.
Yeah. Fucking sent a video.
Celebrity douche. Yeah. That's too bad because I liked his character on...
You can't like his character anymore because...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. His character came out... Came out in his defense. Is that the weirdest fucking thing?
It's dead.
Yeah. His own character.
A lot of people think that I died.
Yeah.
They're wrong. I'm carving a make-believe turkey right now. Watch me take a sip from this cup and not swallow.
In the show, he was a fucking creep, too. That's the worst part.
I know.
You know?
All those bathroom rendezvous.
Yeah. Rendezvous.
Rendezvous. That's Spanish for tickle touch.
Tickle touch.
So let's just call that celebrity douche number one.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey trying to act his way out of a triple rape charge.
Yeah. If anyone could do it.
It's the performance of a lifetime. Yeah.
This was I was in character when it happened.
The character he's playing is douchebag actor. Oh man. Speaking of douchebag actors, former American Idol co-host Brian Dunkelman fires back after being shamed for being an Uber driver.
Man.
So
that guy had the golden ticket in his hand.
So and he quit.
Yeah.
Quit the show.
Yeah.
And his name was Dunkelman.
He did not see. I don't know what Simon Cowell's deal is with having like two hosts for a show.
That was the original thing. I actually went on an audition to be a host of American Idol.
No.
Yes. This is back in the day before I. What was I doing then? It was before. No, it wasn't.
No.
It was when I was in San Francisco.
Did
when I was
seriously?
In San Francisco. Fucking swear to God.
Why haven't I heard this before?
It's. I don't know. You don't look on the internet. It's all over the place. is when I was in San Francisco and I was in the sketch group and there was some sort of audition and one of the guys was like, hey, we should go down. They're looking for two comedians. And I was like, well, I'm not a comedian. I'm barely funny in this group, but I'll go and check it out.
Yeah.
Went down there. Now, take a look. Young me versus Dunkelman.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty fucking close.
No, it's you got the job over him, in my opinion.
Well, so Seacrest took my spot, which was
The handsome, charismatic.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And Dunkelman, Dunkelman took the spot of like
curmudgeon.
That was slapped together 5 seconds before it came out of the uterus.
Yeah, I could have been the Dunkelman.
But he was a stand-up comedian.
Really, really?
Yes, yeah. That was his thing. He was a stand-up comedian, and Seacrest was a radio guy.
I mean, Seacrest had a decent gig before it, right?
I don't know.
He was radio? No.
I just know he was a radio guy.
Dude is a hustler.
It came down to me and Seacrest.
you don't know that for sure, but
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were like, so handsome, he'd overpower.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. And then too much of a, he's probably on heroin.
Probably.
He's probably. Actually, back then I was a little bit bigger.
I doubt it,
but. It
was
pre-seizure. No, I was.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, you just seizured the fucking weight right off you, huh?
Just shook it right off. I don't know why people think it's like, think it's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah. I guess to get me some epilepsy.
Yeah, just violently throw yourself down a flight of stairs. You'll be fine.
Yeah, man, that is... Okay, first of all, it's sad that he's an Uber driver now, and I get why...
It's my absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, my nightmare scenario where you're like, hey, I got just an inkling of success.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was tickling the clit. When I was doing that. An inkling of success. And then next thing you know, you're an Uber driver.
Yeah. Like, because you're arrogant and a dickhead. I mean, it's got to be, that's why. He quit, right?
He quit and then...
and then bashed him, right?
In this article, it says something like, he quit and then bashed the shit out of him, which is why the guy never...
Worked again.
But there was something where he said... And the guy's pumped that he's making like $800 a week as an Uber driver.
Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
But then again, how much?
He said, the initial thing was bad, the shaming, but I had lasted such a short time before the flood of support. No, what was the part where he basically said, well, they were going to fire me anyway, so they actually made me feel better when I went back and talked to them because they said they were going to fire me anyway. Which is, I can't imagine that was actually the case.
I mean,
case,
that's like a broken-hearted ex. So like, I was going to dump you anyways.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. He was
broke
like,
a lot of hearts. So a lot of girls said that to me.
Like, hey, I was about to break up with you first.
Yeah.
Because my dad said I'm not allowed to date somebody who's 15 years older than I am.
No, like, your dick was too big to even fit in my vagina.
Oh,
yeah. I got that so often.
Those talking dolls are very, they're fucking mean.
Yeah. I called the Real Doll Corporation. I'm like, hey, you guys got to get these bitches in line. Yeah, I spent primo dinero here.
How do you turn off backtalk?
I'm on backtalk mode.
Do I just have to shake the shit out of her or what?
I've been punching the shit out of this thing. It won't stop.
I threw her down a flight of stairs and made her go to work that way.
Yeah. I stuck her hand in the garbage disposal.
I mean, she does say, it was my fault. It was an accident.
Yeah, it's true. A doorknob hit me. He loves me.
Really, I was out of line.
Domestic abuse.
It's with a doll. It's with a doll.
Funtimes.
Oh, speaking of that, Dunkelman, a visit. He was very bitter after choosing to leave. I'm bitter after choosing to leave.
Yeah,
I think that I beat them to the punch, and I didn't know. Dunkelman said of leaving. I left the show, but from what I gather, they weren't going to have me back anyway.
Yeah, you don't.
Sure,
know
they
that.
Weren't, Brian.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
And why, man?
Hey, Dunkelman, here's your 1-star rating for that thought process.
Take your Subaru out back for a fucking car wash, please.
Exactly. I'm looking for a license plate LOSER. It's a good one.
Vanity plate, yeah. That's great.
Meme.
All right, so Dunkelman's up for it. And guess who else is up for it? Your favorite cat lady, Madonna.
Man, she, if those of you who don't know, Google search Madonna butt. And prepare yourself to be wowed.
Right.
What?
Well, actually, you'll see a bunch of pictures, and one of them you'll stumble upon that's one of these things is not like the other.
Oh, my God.
Madonna speaking out following recent speculation from her fans that she enhanced her backside. She posted a picture on Instagram, and this thing, these goddamn Kardashians.
Yeah.
They are, this thing looks like it just takes a...
It is a diaper butt. Like,
it takes a sharp right turn off of her lower back.
Yeah, it is a square off of her flat, otherwise, backside. It is not normal.
I actually just Googled Madonna butt.
Yeah, that's what I did earlier to find it.
Images. Oh, did you? Oh, well, I sent you a link. You didn't really have to.
No, I did, but then I was trying to show someone at work.
Yeah, but look at all these other butts of Madonna's on there.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's not... It's just this one right here.
It is the one with her with the fucking...
That is so dumb looking.
It is unbelievable
to
see.
C-toe going on there too. My God.
She got a old moose knuckle.
Yeah, it looks like two dicks on either side of her pants. What the
Yeah, maybe she got that done too.
Man, back in the day, she had an incredible caboose though.
I know. Now she has a Kardashian butt. At 60 years old.
Why?
She's 60.
I don't get it.
You know, I kind of piece this together. I think because when she did that tribute to, who was it that died that she did a tribute to? Just talked about herself the whole time?
Super Dave Osborne.
No, it was like Aretha Franklin or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she just talked about herself the whole time. Oh, Aretha came to me and said I was such a huge inspiration to her. Some bullshit. But she looked like a woodland elf. In that, and I think she got so much back, the flack for that, that she was like, you know what? Who's hot right now? Oh, the Kardashians. Let me get one of these fake asses everyone's talking about.
Why? My God. Early Madonna was sexy as shit, though.
I agree.
Huh?
Yeah, with that mole.
I just typed in early Madonna.
Yeah.
Should I type in early Madonna butt?
Should type in nude.
Oh, is I can't do that. Oh.
Is that a TGI Fridays?
You know what? This is a TGI Fridays thing. What am I doing?
So
I'm gonna. They're gonna pinch me on the Dunkelman thing.
Did you see what she wrote back about it?
No, she wrote back.
Pretty much, yeah. She's like I care what any of you think.
Yeah.
So you should.
My
You're
shit 60 don't.
60 years old.
My shit don't stink
because it doesn't come out anymore. Because my ass.
I inhaled what it. The fuck is going on over
I almost threw up.
Oh, gross.
I
would love
I did.
A butt like that. I would like to just take a right cross at it and see what happens. Mm. You know what I mean? I bet you break your wrist. That thing's probably pretty hard.
It's like a bag of sand?
It is like a bag of sand. I wonder what's in there. I mean, not
silicone.
Like glue and concrete and shit like the ones you get in Brazil that kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, like the real ones. You think it's silicone?
Yeah. Yeah,
do you think it's like a bag of silicone?
Yeah.
It's got to be a bag,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But who goes in and says, do you see that basketball? Cut it in half and shove it in my ass.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that looks like.
It's the Brazilian butt lift, right?
No, that's not what that is.
No,
is it?
I think so.
All right.
Google.
I'll turn off my history after this.
Like that does anything. So I got to assume that, dude, you have a phone right in front of you. I don't understand
Shit,
you.
Shit, you're right.
Stop. Why do you do
things? It was an accident. I don't know who typed that in there.
I said, no, it's a fighter from Brazil. His name is Bootlift.
Now I have to go to Gary Golden Corral. Tell him, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I stole one of those computers they give you to order with. to rate the service.
Yeah.
I stole one.
Yeah.
He's going to know it's me.
It's a tablet of sorts.
It's a tablet.
So, yeah. So, Madonna, I don't know what happened to her.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
Oh, man. Like a Prayer, probably. Home, just like a prayer. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Where that the statue starts crying blood.
Yeah, black Jesus.
Statue.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
That's black Jesus?
Yeah.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yeah. Black Jesus.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Ah, makes sense.
Imagine that.
I seriously didn't know it was black Jesus. I just knew that that was the guy who was Chris Rock's brother. No, wait.
What?
No, he was a crackhead in a movie. What was that? I was thinking about Chris Rock was the crackhead in
that
New Jack City.
New Jack City, yeah.
That guy was a crackhead in a different one where he got straight.
Oh, real life.
No. Oh. No.
That was like a famous actor in that video?
Yeah. Yeah. Look that shit up, dog. Brazilian butt lift. I spelled
while
Brazilian wrong.
While you look that up, I'll look up.
IMDb. All right. Body contouring. What is it? Where's Wikipedia? That'll tell you what it is. Let me call this bitch. See, come on now. Look at that. Okay, that one, not very good. But check this one out. Come on. See? That's what it should look like.
That's probably not a Brazilian butt lift. That's probably just a perfect butt.
No. On P-Hub, this is what a Brazilian butt looks like.
Oh, really?
I guarantee it. Yeah, look at the size of that waist versus that butt. My God. See, here's another thing. Did you ever notice that there's
It was Leon Robinson.
Yeah. What else was he in? That's not that bad looking, is it?
Mm,
it's a little too...
A little much.
It's a little too big. Is it? It's a lift, though. See? It's a lift.
All the Right Moves?
No.
No?
We already talked about that. That's a great movie.
Colors? Colors.
Colors. I don't think so. It was more in the 90s.
Colors, 88.
Sean Penn, Robbie Duvall.
Above the Rim.
It wasn't Above the Rim.
Cliffhanger? Oh, Cool Runnings. That's when he
was
crackhead.
In Cool Runnings. Yes, sir. Anyway, I don't know what else he was in, but I will say.
Little Richard?
No. If we had. He looks like Little Richard. So, I guess the last one for Celebrity Douche that I would pull up would be the old Biebs. Now as a face tattoo. Have you ever heard a Justin Bieber song on the radio?
Yeah.
Like, they play those things on the radio?
Yeah, I heard.
How does this guy have money?
Have you ever heard that? Is it too late now to say sorry?
No.
Because I want it more than just your body.
I really wish you'd say sorry for singing that.
The only reason I know that song is because Howard Stern used to have, the Whack Pack sing it.
Oh, really?
That's the only reason I know that song. Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be, a goon about it.
Too late.
Too late. But he looks like the kind of guy who could barely afford the tattoos that are all over his body, let alone, run around with all kinds of different shit.
That guy has more money than any, all of our family ever combined.
Look at this. He's got a tattoo over his eyebrow.
Yeah.
He's got problems.
He's like bipolar, dude. He's like,
Pete Davidson?
I don't know who he, who's he married to?
Someone famous. Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, Baldwin's daughter.
By the way. I think you can do better than Bone. What did I say?
I didn't hear you.
I just burped.
So, he, they see them on the street and just, he's, crying and stuff like that. Like, he's got some fucking mental problems, which, of course, he does.
Who tells you this? Celebrity gossip?
No, when I
pull
up Yahoo, I scroll through the news thing at the top.
My friend Julia went to Davio's and she talked to Juliet.
Listen,
they're not related.
Listen.
And he knows a girl who
once
blew a guy who was a roadie.
You had a 25-minute conversation at New Year's Eve party about fucking
the
Vanderpump
pump.
Rules.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
It's so good.
It's not good.
It was so good.
The conversation
the
or
pump
the
pump party?
Ugh.
Pump party. It's going to be good. We're going to watch the next episode. I've only got 2 episodes down.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if
I do.
I don't know.
Bullshit,
allegedly.
Drama.
No.
Fake.
Exactly. Yes. See? You'll like the show too.
I do want to bring up one more celebrity, which is Fred Armisen.
Yeah. Go for it.
So he's getting a lot of flack because he plays different races in his sketches.
Yeah.
Which is, he has the face of every man.
Right.
So he can play an Asian, he can play a black guy, he can play a white guy.
He could play a guy from the Middle East.
And the Middle East.
So he can't
play a Jamaican, though.
Right. We're not talking about the guy from...
He's no Michael Winslow. he can't do the...
I didn't say voices.
He can't do the sounds.
I didn't say voices.
Oh, okay.
What was the movie where Fisher Stevens pretended to be an Indian guy?
Oh, Short Circuit?
Short Circuit. Yeah. We're not talking about a Fisher Stevens thing, who, by the way, can pass off for all these things, too.
What's it called? Soul Brother or Soul Man?
Soul Man. Thomas Howell.
C. Thomas Howell.
He could pass.
Yeah. He shouldn't have been able to do that.
Hey, my brother. No. He should not have been
Job
able.
Turkey.
Oh, man. Hold SNL accountable for Honey Face.
Yeah.
Is Honey Face a thing?
I know honey dicking is.
Honey badgering. So, good old Freddie A. Here's the problem. If he played one of the characters in Crazy Rich Asians,
yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't go there.
It's a sketch show. Fuck you, people.
Like when Matt Damon plays like, Asian samurai. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get why people might not be super thrilled about that.
Yeah.
Although,
have you seen that movie?
It's pretty good.
It's great.
Okay, it's not great.
Okay, it's not Oscar contender, but
yeah,
it's pretty entertaining.
I like when the Asian girls like run down the side of the...
Yeah, like with their little feet, they shuffle.
Exactly.
Shuffle really fast. Throw chopsticks at people. Is that the one you're talking
about?
No. Oh, sorry.
Dude.
My bad.
So bad.
So dumb.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was a lot of backsplash there.
This guy is super fucking talented.
Hang on to that for a second.
Okay.
So when I was drinking, I got a little, I went to drink and some of the beer splashed back out of the cup,
mm-hmm.
which begs the question, when you go to a urinal, do you go to the tall one or the short one?
Short one.
You got to.
Every time.
Because the tall one splashes it right back on your fucking groin.
Plus, I'm not 6'2 like you are.
It does,
I'm 5'1, 300 pounds.
You're not 5'1. How tall are you?
5'2.
You're like 5'8", right?
I wish I was.
No, you're not.
5'7".
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Are you 5'7"?
5'7". And every guy in our family is a fucking giant except for me. I'm the fucking... Me and Bobby, we're the two little assholes.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Uncle Bob?
Robbie. Sorry.
Oh, Robbie.
Robbie, yeah.
Yeah. Well...
So, I mean, I think he's taller than me, too. It's just me.
He is taller than you.
Fuck you.
I think he's like 5'9".
Yeah. I got looks on him, though.
You beat him in some of those categories.
Yeah. Dick length.
Lousy
girth.
Lousy tattoos. You guys are a push.
Yeah. Keep talking. They're fucking samurai, man.
Whee! This thing means something.
It, yeah. I don't know what, because it's in a different language.
It's all flowers, so deconstruct that, will you?
So, yeah.
Freddie A.
I always go to the short urinal.
Oh.
Not because of blowback.
Yeah.
But because it's the most comfortable one for me to pee in.
No. I constantly...
I don't want my balls to touch the rim of the urinal. That's why.
I'd say like three...
Because I drop my pants all the way down to my ankles and my underwear when I'm at a urinal.
So do my boys.
Of course
so
they do.
So bad.
Nah.
They don't give a fuck either. It's so uncomfortable for everybody. We'll go to like a sporting event and they're just fucking drawers by their ankles.
That's what you got to do.
And every guy in there is like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Eyes up,
and
eyes
you,
up.
Yeah, you got to keep looking. For
and
the
I'm
guy
like,
who's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which one of you dicks is going to take a look?
Yeah.
Who's going to be drinking their own piss out of that thing in about 5 seconds?
Yeah. Who am I going to fold in half to make them suck their own dick?
Who am I going to let break my arms because I try to attack them?
Yeah. Who's going to beat me up and then abduct my kids?
Oh, laugh at me the whole time.
So, in other words, we're on your side, Fred Armisen.
Yeah, Freddie A, you can come on this podcast anytime and defend yourself, because this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I seriously want to know what Honey Face is. I wonder if it's about... Oh, wait. To play Mr. Obama, Mr. Armisen told New York Magazine that he darkens his eyebrows and applies something called honey, which is also the type of makeup applied when portrayed by an iconic African-American figure, Prince. I know... quotes, blackface, not quotes, parentheses, is not politically correct. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I wish I knew.
It's not politically, fucking A, politically correct these days, he told the magazine. But I think it, I will have to if I am to do Obama.
No.
That was slow. Yeah. That was a slow reading job.
That was terrible.
Who gives a shit? We're not talking about, God damn, man.
People are so fucking offended.
It's
nowadays.
A sketch show. And the thing about it is the joke is not about race.
Yeah.
The joke is him playing a character. So yeah. It has nothing. It's.
Yeah. For Mad TV, Alex Borenstein used to play that Asian woman all the time.
Alex Borenstein.
She is Lois on Family Guy. Mm-mm. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll look her up later, but people know what I'm talking about.
Later.
Alex Borenstein used to...
Is he the tall guy?
No, it's a girl, first of all.
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's that Asian lady.
Well, she can pass. She's like my mother. Look at her. She's like a fat version of my mom.
Yeah. Sexy. Sorry.
What?
I don't know. I want to have sex with your mom, okay?
All right, fine. How much you got?
I got not much.
Well, then you're not having sex with my mom, are you?
moving on to other things.
As Ariana Grande said, thank you, next.
Did she say that?
I guess it's a song.
Oh.
It's a song that's all over Twitter. Ugh. All right, so who is, let's review Celebrity Douche. I don't think Freddie A should be a celebrity douche.
Me neither.
I'm going to cut you out of that one. So it's the Biebs, it's Madonna.
It's Madonna.
Or it's Dunkelman.
Yeah, it's Madonna. What are you doing at 60 years old?
Yeah, but she's been doing it forever.
No, she didn't augment her asshole. It's the stupidest thing she's done.
Do you think they go through the asshole to do that?
No.
Where do they go? Right on at the leg fold?
Yeah, they got to go at the fold. Yeah.
But how much? So they put the bag in there and then they pump it up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they get like a syringe. Yeah. They do like, this one has 25 cc's, and this one has, 22 cc's, so we're doing 47 cc's.
I think we're talking hundreds of cc's in there.
It is terrifying to look at.
Did you ever see Botched, the show Botched on E?
Nope.
It's horrible. Yeah. I hate watching it.
You watch it because it's got Heather Dubrow's husband on it.
Who?
One of the housewives.
Heather Dubrow.
Yeah. She's the best looking housewife there is.
All right, I'm a Googler. But that's not why I watch it. I watch it because my wife watches it and I'm forced to watch it when she does. Yeah. But it is interesting to see like people with just massively, this thing about like improving your body from a fake perspective and then it gets all fucked up and then people are like super sad about it. It's like, what are you doing? You're going under the knife.
Yeah.
I hate fake cans anyway.
Yeah. You'll take any cans you can get. You're not fooling anybody.
I'll take...
Yeah, you take cans of beans.
I'll take a bathroom, also known as a can. Wait, that's... Heather what? Heather Dubrow?
Dubrow, yeah. D-U-B-R-O-W.
Maybe. Oh, there we go. She comes right up. Should I go to her Instagram page? Oh, God.
What?
What, dude? That's the best looking one they have on the show?
Yeah, she's looked better than
look
that.
Look at her cheeks. Look how fake she is.
She is the least fake one on there.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
Which Real Housewives is this? Hang on.
This is Bev Hills.
Real?
Yeah, she hangs out with your girl. What's her face?
Housewives.
Pump. Vanderpump.
Oh, she's not. She doesn't look very fake.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Vanderpump. You said she was the least fake one there.
Vanderpump is old as balls.
No way.
What are you talking about? She's like 85.
Yeah, no, I know. She looks great. This one's not bad looking. She doesn't look that
Kylie,
fake.
Right? Meh.
Who is she? Kylie?
Yeah. She's the one whose sister was in Race to Witch Mountain. She might have been in it too. The original.
Race to Witch Mountain.
Yeah.
Ugh. What's going on here?
Yeah.
This is them?
Yeah. That's a...
It is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chic Real Housewives tonight for season... No way.
I don't know.
The other one that gets a lot of airtime in the house is Dr. Pimple Popper.
I follow her on Instagram.
That is,
I love it.
Nasty.
I
it
love
makes
it.
Me so. It makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, but
and
you
I like
it, right?
Popping. I like popping zits.
Yeah, but she does like cysts and lymphomas.
It is so irresponsible of her to do what she does.
Because
she's like,
about?
Oh, this thing is like tucked around your muscle, or like, I hope it's. She basically starts off everyone but being like, this gigantic growth on your neck. She's like. Man, I hope this thing's not near the vocal cords. And then she just dives right in.
What is she supposed to do? Maybe take an x-ray?
Refer to a professional?
She is a professional.
There's no...
Fucking, Her name is Dr. Pippa Pauper. Not just
she's
Lady
probably a
Pippa
chiropractor.
Pauper. No, she's doing well. I started following her before she became famous.
Actually, I think anybody who I think her husband might be like a real surgeon or something.
she's a real surgeon.
No,
she does
not.
Great work. What are you talking
she's
about?
She's not a surgeon. She has a scalpel and no one goes under the knife. Like, under the knife. Nobody goes under. Like, they're wide awake.
Yeah, that's because it's local anesthesia. Are you saying a podiatrist is not a doctor?
They could do that at a mall kiosk.
Are you saying a podiatrist is not a doctor?
Do you know what she does? Right next door, this is a Cricket Wireless.
She's actually...
a burner phone.
She works in the same one as my dentist.
I bet she does.
She's at the same strip mall.
She probably is your dentist.
That's true.
I'll pop this thing for you, and I'll give you some teeth whitening strips.
Yeah, some Crest White strips.
You ever use those things?
They didn't work for me. I got a fake tooth in the front, so.
Yeah, no shit.
Like you could spit butter.
Which one? Let me see. Yeah.
Can you tell? That's what I'm saying.
That's the worst smile. That's how a beaver. I don't know. Is it this one? If you turn your head, is it the left one next to the canine? Or two away from the canine? See your two front teeth?
Yeah.
For you, it would be the one on the left.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's blue. I don't know why you get a blue tooth.
A Bluetooth? Because I want to talk to people on my telephone.
Someone told me to get Bluetooth.
Oh, stupid.
All right, here's the cast. Hang on for a second.
We don't need to go over the cast.
No, I'm invested in this.
If you keep talking about it, I'm going to make it wear a cast.
Oh.
Because I'm all breaks on
You know what? Kelsey Grammer's wife is on this, right?
Yeah, Camilla something.
You know what she reminds me of? Phil Hartman's wife.
Yeah?
I don't know why. Because I thought Kelsey Grammer was funny and she ruined his life.
You think
so? Phil Hartman's wife.
She ruined his life? Didn't he fuck like an stewardess or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're taking her side?
Yeah. You don't cheat on your wife.
If she... Now, this one you do. Look at her.
What?
She looks like a terrible time.
She's tiny.
For the record, I would never admit to cheating on my wife.
I know. I know. I would never get caught cheating on my wife.
And I won't. Back down. I'm not coming off that statement. I won't do it.
I don't blame you.
What about Mel B? Would you?
Yep.
Who's the hottest Spice Girl?
Oh, I always liked Baby Spice. She was always my favorite.
Really?
Blonde, yeah. Yeah, she was always my favorite.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the redhead was cool.
Yeah, Ginger Spice?
Yeah, I bet she's a time and a half.
Yeah, she'd probably be good. But no, it's always Baby Spice.
Clocking it for overtime. What's she up to these days, the old Baby Spice?
I don't know, probably just got knocked up and probably married a rich guy and just spends all the money she made being a Spice Girl.
Baby Spice, 2018. Hang on. I think they got... What the hell was that?
That was a burp.
I think they got back together recently. Victoria Beckham is definitely the prettiest, but she's also...
Oh, I keep forgetting that she's a Spice Girl.
Yeah, but...
She's too fake.
No, she's too skinny.
So yeah, she's wicked skinny.
David Beckham really ruined her. Because he made her get fake boobs and she's super... Look at her. Look. This is a picture. Look at those things.
Yeah.
That is... Crazy ridiculous. Yeah. She's got no hips.
Yep.
Wait a second. Who's that one?
That one's Scary Spice.
That is Scary Spice.
Yeah.
It's not a bad lineup. Baby Spice looks pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, tell you, all of them.
I bet she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I doubt
the
it.
The old redhead.
Nah.
She's just because
she's a redhead?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think she's a natural redhead.
I'm going to go.
What? No. I don't think the carpet matches the drapes.
No way. She's always been a redhead. You're out of your freaking
look up
tunic.
Look up Beaver Shot, redheaded Spice Girl.
on my Golden Corral computer?
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Wait a second. Oh, that's not really them. That's someone dressing up like them. No. I was like, look, she's crazy slutty.
Yeah, that one is.
Oh, here are the people. Wait a second.
What's
is that really them?
I don't
that
know.
That really looks like Victoria Beckham right there.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
In fact, she looks more like Victoria Beckham. Whatever.
She looks like more than Victoria Beckham than Victoria Beckham.
And Victoria Silvstedt?
Hey.
Yeah.
We did it, man.
We made it through.
We did. I gotta pee so fucking bad. I'm holding it in.
Here you go. Here's a cup. Well, on that note, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been so dumb.
So dumb.
I can't believe we sign off like that.
You can't.
You guys are so dumb. what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.